Thank you, Jesus. What? Huh? Yeah, noble. They were more noble than, not Dane. Dusty says there's an error up there. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. I only see one. It's right on the paper there, okay? Praise God. Does everybody have something to write with? You cold? Well, I can hook you right up with that. Seriously. Just remind me to turn it on before we leave so the drywall doesn't fall off. I don't want you to get too cozy in your blanket. You might. I get sweat off my forehead. Are you cold? Praise God. I like your badge. Hallelujah. Let's go do job at Sintera. That's awesome. Open your Bibles with me tonight as we're studying the power of His Word. Verse number 11 of Acts chapter 17. The Word of God says, these were more noble, we're at Berea, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the Word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. How many know that the devil is always trying to stir up God's people? Amen? Is anybody being picked on? Is anybody being picked on? Amen? The devil's, I got to share this because it's James had a corn thing this week. He came, when he met me on Tuesday, he said when he came up, the wind was blowing and the corn was like waving. And he said, it was like the corn from you, Pastor. It comes in waves. And then I shared with James this evening how the corn is always stalking me, and I can't get anything by him because it's full of ears. All right? So corn stalks me everywhere I go. All right? Okay? But tonight we want to look at three things. To receive the word, to be ready, the word they were with readiness, with receptivity, with readiness, and amen. I forget what the third point was. I shouldn't have gone there. Oh, research. Thank you, honey. That's the voice from heaven that sounds like Jackie. Praise God. So first thing we want to look at tonight is with receptivity. You know, it's important and that we are receptive to receive the word. So with receptivity to, first thing we have is to bear. And the thing I'm talking about is to bear fruit, okay? So in Matthew chapter 13, it's a familiar scripture, and we'll probably go through this many times. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's in verse 23, he says, but he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The seed is the word of God, okay? So we want to be receptive and open to the word of God, amen? And as we're open, we'll be able to bear, not just to bear fruit, but we'll be able to bear the trials and the adversity we face as children of God. Amen? You know, there's one thing that the Word of God says to you and I. He says, God will never allow more on you than you can bear, okay? Or that you can handle, and he always gives a way of escape. So first thing we found here is they had receptivity to the word to bear. Secondly, is the word to baptize. In Acts chapter 2, verse number 41. Again, they were in a place of receptivity. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So as we're in a spirit of receptivity and receiving the word, we'll begin to bear fruit, but we'll also be able to bear the weapons that the adversary forms against us. And this word here in the baptize, it comes from the Greek word baptizo, and it means to be, and here it's to be immersed in water. But the Father was saying to me, it's so important for you and I to be immersed in his word. Amen. In other words, when you go down in a baptism tanks, for example, when you go down in the water, you're going to get saturated with water. And God wants us to be saturated with his word. Amen. So when we look at that and we have receptivity, we'll be able to bear, to baptize. And the third thing we have here is to benefit. Amen? In other words, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the Apostle Paul says to the church of Thessalonica, he says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Amen? In other words, he's saying to you and I, amen, when we receive the word and we're receptive to the word of God, we'll begin to bear fruit. God says when we're immersed in his word or baptized in his word, all of a sudden there'll be benefits. We'll be benefited by it. Amen? Amen. I don't know about you, but there's an awful lot of benefits in here. I think sometimes once if you go get a new job or you have a new employer and you go in and they have a benefit package, you kind of pay attention to the benefits your employer is offering you. And God gives you and I, this is his benefit package, amen? He wants us to get into it, be receptive to it, so that we'll be able to bear, that we'll be baptized, and that we'll benefit from it, amen? This Sunday, we're having a baptism service here, and there's several of you in here tonight that are going to be baptized on Sunday, amen? So it's a continuation of the word. It's a... So secondly, he says that they received the word with readiness of mind. With readiness. And this is with readiness. In other words, It's so important that even as this word goes forth, that we submit to it. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but so many times the biggest problem we tend to have is submission. Amen? Amen? And God wants us to submit to his word. And here I want you to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse number 11. The word of God says this. Now therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he have not. Amen. So first he's saying here, we have with readiness of mind to submit to his word. And as we submit to his word, we begin to share. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Everybody with me? Anybody have something they want to throw out here? You don't have any corn? Doesn't have to be corn. We take peas and taters too. Amen. The word of God says in verse, it's one of my first, charge them, well, let's go to verse number 18, that they do good and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Amen. So God says in his word, he says his word for us to bear fruit. We're bearing fruit because we're baptized in him. Amen. And we're operating in the benefits. With readiness of mind now, we submit. And after we submit, we become ones that share with others. It's just not for us. It's about all of us. Amen. I had an opportunity yesterday to sit in a great place. I sit in a dentist chair. Amen? It's a great place to sit, but that was probably going to, I'm not going to go there. But as I was ministering, now when I minister when I'm in the dentist's office, and all the assistants and all the dentists, and they all come in to see me while I'm there. Because when I'm talking, I guess I'm loud and everybody hears me. And then they come in. I guess that's why the Lord gave me a big mouth. Amen. And this woman, she's going to this church and she can't get her husband to go with her. And he won't go with her because what? Okay. Because he says, I have God. I don't need to go to church. So what the Lord said to me and what I said to her is no one has everything, but everyone has something. And when the some things come together, we have everything. Mm-hmm. Amen. In other words, when you bring your faith and your measure in the room, none of us have it all. We need each other's part. So everybody has something, but nobody has everything. But when we come together, when the something's gathered together, then we have everything. Amen? Amen? Amen. It was simple, but it ministered to her. And she was going home to share that with her husband. Huh? Amen. You're all kernels of the ear. Amen? I don't know. That's a little fuzzy. We'll have to a little silky there, a little fuzzy there. Okay. But do you understand what we're saying? That with readiness of mind, you know, it's important to submit that we all have something to share. What God gave you is not for you, it's for someone else. Hello? And if you're stingy, with what God gave you, the one that suffers is the someone else that needed what God gave you. Amen? So in other words, they had receptivity, they had readiness of mind. In other words, you know, with a readiness of mind, there's a determination. You know, I made a decision. Amen? I'm going to do what God says to do, and I'm going to do it with fervor. Amen? So then we can take a stand. To stand is what I have on the third point. And Hebrews 13. So let's start with in verse 17. Let me say this to you. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Here's what the Lord was saying to me today. I was just saying, when the Lord gives us instructions to do something, do it. Get out of your own self and come out of your box and do whatever the Lord said to do. If God gives a word, we're gathered together, it's for your benefit. It's for the body's benefit. It's for the kingdom of God's benefit. I'm not benefiting from it. You are. So when God says, stand up and raise your hands, at least he isn't saying, stand up and swing up from a vine like a monkey. But if he says, jump up and swing from the vine, hello? I mean, really, really think about it. How hard is this? You know what most of all it is? It's an act of submission. You say, okay, I'm not going to be so rebellious. I'm not going to be a rebel. I'll do as you ask me to do, Lord. Let me ask you this. What can it hurt? What can it hurt? There's not a thing that can hurt. So why are we so resistant? Oh, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Hello? Hello? I don't know about you, but whatever he says, we're to obey him. Amen? Amen? And for somebody to ask you just to do the simple little things, when you get counsel, why is it, I find it so much that people come to me for counsel and for guidance. And I pray and I give them a word from the Lord, and they do just the opposite. And then they get in all this funk and all this mess, and it's my fault. Because when I told them, I didn't tell them with the right voice. Or I didn't have the right look on my face, or what have you. He says, obey those that have rule over you. I'm not ruling your life. I'm not ruling over your life. But God gave me government over this ministry. Amen. And he wants us to come under and be submissive. And not only to me, to one another. Amen. When there's other people, when the worship is leading, be submissive. They give you a direction. What does it hurt? You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the leader and I'm following the leader. Hello? Is that okay? Is everybody with me? Amen. Where's my Bible? Oh. So he says in verse number 18, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. Okay? So we have the word with receptivity, the word with readiness of mind. And I loved it. He said, and they search the scriptures daily to see if it was so. And I have here to research the word. To research the word is to study it. favorite scripture, 2 Timothy. Verse 15. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. They searched the scriptures daily to see if it was so. Amen. So as we're studying the word to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, we're searching the scriptures to see if it was so. Amen. So we do this with the word, with receptivity, with readiness, with research. To study, to search. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 10. The word of God says this, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of the time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So he has it here. He says, hey, we're to study. As we study in the word, as we research the word, and we search through the scriptures, to sanctify. That's what Jesus said in John 17:17. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen? So tonight, as we're looking at this scripture, they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They had the word with receptivity. They received the word to bear, to baptize, to benefit. The word with readiness of mind. They had to submit to it and share to stand. And the word to research. They searched the scriptures daily to study, to search, to sanctify. And the thought here tonight is this. When we receive the word with readiness of mind and research it, we reap the benefits. Isn't that simple? You know, the word is profound, but we don't have to complicate it. You know, deep calls to deep. Amen. In other words, God makes it. I love where the Apostle Paul said to the church of Galatians in Galatians 6:7. He said, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And when we're looking at the word, if we're receptive to it with readiness of mind and we research it out, we'll reap from it. And not only do that, we reap. When the farmer harvests his corn, it's for the benefit of others. A lot of cows get fed. A lot of people get fed. Amen? So when you're eating a cow, you're eating corn. So cows are corny too. I'm trying to justify my corn.
So will you tell us again exactly what readiness of mind is?
Readiness of mind, when we receive the word with receptivity, readiness of mind is to Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. In other words, with readiness of mind, I'm receiving the word into not only my mind, my eyes, my portals, my mind, and I'm allowed to change the way I look. It has to change the way we see things. With readiness of mind, with an openness. In other words, I've got to be receptive and have a ready mind. Amen? With readiness of mind. Amen. To receive it. Research it. Amen. It's a great book. It's got everything you need in it. Why do you think it's the least read book that anybody has in their house? You know the mentality? You know what the mentality is, truthfully? The mentality is, well, I've been going to church for 20 years and I know the word. No, you don't. God's revelation comes new every day. God will reveal something new to you every day. Amen. He takes it from glory to glory by the Spirit of God, doesn't he? Amen. He's always opening it and always showing it. I can read the scripture. I can preach out the same scripture all year by the Holy Spirit, because the Lord will take the same scripture and show different depths and different places and different areas of it. And it's just like looking at it and turning in an angle and seeing it from this angle, and then turning and seeing it from this angle, and turning and seeing it from this angle, right? It's eternal. Amen? Amen? One thing about God, he just keeps going and going and going. Amen? So what are we going to do? We're going to be receptive. We're going to have readiness of mind and research the scriptures. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to reap some benefits. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, I'm grateful that you meet us right where we're at, but you love us so much that you don't leave us there. Father, I thank you for the purpose and the plans you have for each and every one that's in this room tonight. Plans for good, plans not for evil, plans to give us hope, and plans to give us an expected end. So, Father, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against your children, Father God, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, Father God. For who the Son is made free is free indeed. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, that each and every one that's gathered here today, this evening, Father God, and they heard your word is going to accomplish something in them, Father God. All of a sudden, there's things that will start beginning to take place in their lives. There's things they've been looking for, and there's things they've been desiring, and they have not seen, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you open the windows of heaven and pour them out there a blessing where there won't be room to bear, Father God. I thank you for revelation and understanding, Father God, that you'll reveal to them things in your word, Father God. You gave them the Spirit, and the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, in each and every one, that the Spirit of God just arises in them in such a supernatural way, Father God, and God arises in the enemy of scatter in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you and give you glory, Father God, that your word declares that it'll never return unto you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. And you sent your word tonight to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone in this room. And we go ahead and give you praise and glory. Can you go ahead and give them thanks? Go ahead and give them praise and glory for your answers, Father God. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the call of God that's on our lives, that's irrevocable and that does not change. We thank you, Father God, that my God supplies for each and every one of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that I am marvelously, wonderfully made in your image, Father God. May your image be revealed in and through me to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Now be with us as we fellowship together. May we share testimonies of your goodness, of your love, and your mercy and grace, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise. Bless the food, bless the fellowship, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.